we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today, we're continuing our discussion of the topic, Facing Family Trials. I've been looking this week at the various reasons for the calamities that come into the life of a Christian. The Bible is very clear about the fact that accidents don't just happen to happen. What the Lord says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. He means exactly what he says. All things, even the things that we wouldn't choose for ourselves, are working together for good in our lives. That means that the Lord controls the calamities as well as the blessings. And the way that we respond to these calamities is very important. Your response will determine the strength of the bond that joins you together with the Lord. As you respond in a godly manner, that bond is strengthened. Your faith in Christ is increased. But if you respond in a carnal way without placing your faith in the Lord, the bond that yokes you together with the Lord becomes weaker. You take yourself out of His will. In addition, your response will very likely determine the way in which your children face pressures in their own lives. If they've seen you trust the Lord through the various trials that overtake you, they'll likely follow that same example of putting their faith in Him. But if they see you respond to trials in a worldly manner, by complaining and becoming depressed and worrying, they'll likely adopt that example as their way of facing trials. Your responsibility as a Christian parent is to trust the Lord to give you the strength that you need to overcome these pressures that unexpectedly come upon you. One of the reasons why Christians face problems is that we live in a sinful world. And since we're going in a different direction than the world, we'll often face persecution just because of the sinful acts of others. Job described the actions of others toward him. They have gaped upon me with their mouth. They have smitten me upon the cheek reproachfully. They have gathered themselves together against me. The Apostle Peter encouraged the Gentile believers in Asia Minor by saying, "What glory is it if when you be buffeted for your faults you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps." Paul warns us in 2 Timothy 3:12, "All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." I know of situations where Christians have lost their jobs because of their testimonies. We can hear stories regularly through the news media of Christian churches and schools that have suffered because of their testimony. Throughout the years of Christian history, martyrdom has been the lot of many faithful individuals who chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. When you think of it, persecution of this kind is a compliment to be enjoyed rather than a burden to be endured. If what you're doing upsets the devil so much that he causes his servants to persecute you, you must be doing something right. Keep it up. Don't get discouraged. Don't get depressed. Don't worry over the outcome. These circumstances are permitted because God, in his wise providence, knows that they're for your good and the ultimate good of his overall plan for this world. Rather than giving up, you need to redouble your efforts to serve the Lord faithfully. Only in this way can you teach your family the right way to respond when personal trials come into their lives. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.